I don't think the issue is done yet, but I really believe that this is a serious problem. In Canada, euthanasia is a federal issue because it's part of our criminal code. So to legalize euthanasia, you'd have to create an exception in the criminal code saying we will allow you to take this person's life in these reasons, right, or in this way. But Quebec has decided that they're going to redefine the whole question, and they're going to call it healthcare. And what they've done is they've said, if it's healthcare, then we can have doctors do it under the auspices of our medical treatment system. But it's a real scary situation because what they've said by redefining everything, they've defined things in such a way that it's very open to massive abuse, sort of like what's happening in Belgium now. In fact, the Quebec law is very similar to the Belgium law. They're very close. But their definitions are very wide because they don't define terminal illness or terminal condition. They don't define it. So anybody who has some sort of condition that might be terminal would qualify. They don't. They add psychological suffering or psychological pain to the bill, which is completely undefined and undefinable. And if you consider the abuses that have been going on in other countries, such as Belgium, it's awfully closely related to this question of psychological suffering and psychological pain, because you can't define it. So people who are depressed or dying by euthanasia, people going through issues around psychological pain, who are actually treatable and they're not in any way terminal, but they are dying by euthanasia because of these definitions. To allow killing to become defined as healthcare, to me, has serious overtones, because if you're going to redefine healthcare, in Canada, we have universal healthcare and we have universal access to healthcare. And to say that we will have euthanasia defined as healthcare would mean, by rights, everybody in the end must have access to euthanasia, because that's how our rules are set up. It's a very dangerous situation. Of course, if one province does it and in the end gets away with it, then others will go and follow suit.